Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everybody and welcome to Redmen TV and your latest edition of Redmen Bite-Size. My name is Dan Club. It is Wednesday the 20th of September and I'm going to run you through some of the biggest news stories surrounding the Reds today. And the first one, the place to kick off, and the best place to kick off really, is that Ben Doak has signed a new contract at Liverpool. He signed a new long-term deal. 17-year-old has put pen to paper on the deal at the AXA training centre and he's further extending his spell with the Reds, having started that in the summer of 2022 when he moved from Celtic. Now, this is really, really good news. I don't think anybody was expecting anything else in terms of the future. But when you sort of double down on the fact you think a lad is so, so talented, and we've seen glimpses of it, of course, we have already in his brief spell as a Liverpool player. He's just gone from strength to strength. He comes in as a teenager, and he still very much is a teenager, by the way, but he comes in, gets involved with the academy, and straight away, he's like, the academy coaches and the senior coaches have looked at him and gone, okay, that's a little bit special. We need to get you involved at a higher level. He's basically been playing outside of his age groups ever since he was arrived at Liverpool, and he's obviously involved in the first team a lot now. Jurgen Klopp's given him minutes here and there. We've seen his cameos. He was involved heavily in pre-season. So just absolutely incredible. Love watching him. I think he's got the brightest of futures. I really, really do. I'm so excited to see what happens next. One of the main reasons I'm positive about our Europa League campaign this year is because I think Ben Doak will feature relatively heavily. We're not quite sure what that looks like yet, of course, but I think there's scope to get him involved in that in a big way, get him some good minutes. And that's just a really exciting proposition because, like I say, we've seen him in Bayern Munich game in the preseason, and he's just fearless. Like, he has no care in the world. He doesn't care who he's up against. He'll get the ball and he'll run at you and he'll make things happen. Now, there's loads of stuff to work on, of course. He's 17 years old. Of course, there's things that he can develop. But in terms of raw materials and the ingredients, he's got the lot. He's got the absolute lot. And players like that don't come around very often. So tying him down to a new deal, making sure he sticks around and Liverpool can continue to reap the benefits of his development and continue working with him and making him into a better player is just incredible news. So I was delighted with this. And it's not often you can sort of lead with a story about one of the youngsters, because sometimes it's like first team, that's the priority, and of course it is. But I think we're right to be so excited about somebody like Ben Doak, and we are going to see him play first team minutes as well this season. We already have. I think this is a good story and one that should fill Liverpool fans with lots and lots of joy. Now, a less good story comes from Trent Alexander-Arnold, because we know, we've spoken all week about the fact he is about to sign his own new contract, or it's in the offing anyway. However, he's likely to miss the trip to Austria to face LASK. We've seen Liverpool in training right before I came on air. Actually, Liverpool have done an open training session. It's been streamed out live on their YouTube, and he's not involved there. Neither is Thiago. But Neil Jones told me on our Journal Insight this week that Trent will not be involved in the Europa League opener in Austria, which is a huge blow, of course, as we know how important he is. We essentially built a lot of our system around him nowadays, so him not being there means we'll have to change something up in terms of team selection. Probably likely to be Joe Gomez again at right back, because there's no Conor Bradley either. Obviously, Calvin Ramsey went out on loan as well, and he's suffering his own injury problems at Preston. So, not likely to be the box system that we've all sort of grown accustomed to. I think Liverpool's shape will have to change with Trent missing, but Big blow, but I don't think he's too far away. Perhaps for the West Ham game in the weekend. If not, maybe we'll see him feature in that Carabao Cup game against Leicester. Again, what the Europa League's done really with Trent is if this was a Champions League game week, it would be like, it's still a blow and it's still a damage to our hopes because, of course, he's so important, like I say. But if it was Champions League week, you'd be thinking, missing Trent against AC Milan away, for example. That's a massive, massive issue. But because it's the second rung of European competition and Liverpool are expected to go into these games and be able to use the squad and sort of mix and match and some rotation, possibly heavy rotation further down the line if we can wrap up the group nice and quickly, it's not the end of the world. So yeah, we move on. And we move on to Joel Matip and his future because he has spoken to Sky Germany about that very topic and he has said that he would like to see out the remainder of his career as a Liverpool player, which is really interesting because he's out of contract at the end of this year. He will be 33 by the time the next season starts, but he has said, you just don't walk away from Anfield, therefore would like to remain as a Red until he retires. So that can only mean one thing. That can either mean, well, it can mean two things. It can mean he's going to retire at the end of the season and hang up his boots, which I don't see happening, or he would like a new deal. Now, from my point of view, giving Joel Matip a new contract would be a bit crazy. Now, I'm aware of how good Joel Matip has been for Liverpool Football Club. He's been a brilliant servant, arrived for free as well after his Schalke deal had expired. So, massive credit to Joel Matip. He's been a brilliant, brilliant footballer for the Reds. Of course he has. However, I just think giving him a new deal, if he was bulletproof, if he never got injured, if you could always guarantee that Joel Matip was going to be fit and ready for any game of football, then fine. You can justify that new contract. You can say, okay, we'll give you a year of extension because you sticking around means that if the worst happens, we can call upon you and you'll be ready. We'll know you'll be fit. But as we know, that's never been Joel Matip's strong point. Like, him staying fit has been his biggest problem, quite frankly, during his Liverpool career. His ability to sort of win games of football and be absolutely integral to us has never wavered. Like, that's always been there. Jurgen Klopp's been a huge fan of his. Like, he's always been happy to use Joel Matip. But unfortunately, he's not always been able to use Joel Matip. So I have huge reservations about the possibility of giving a new deal. Now, this is the first time I've discussed this because it's always been said to me and we've always been of the understanding that there won't be a new contract for Joel Matip. This is the first time, and admittedly it's him saying it, but this is the first time it's even been a discussion point whereby there's a possibility he might get a new deal. So people have different opinions on that, of course, who will. But for me, I don't think we should be giving him a new contract. I don't think that makes much sense.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now, the next topic I want to touch upon comes back to the Europa League, actually, and it's surrounding Kevin Kelleher. Now, Again, personally, I thought Kelleher would be an absolute shoo-in to get the Europa League group stage at a minimum when it came to the competition as our first choice goalkeeper. Neil Jones said to me yesterday that he believed it would be Alisson, so there's a difference in opinion straight away. But there's been a report from The Athletic this morning, Greg Evans for The Athletic, citing interest from Brentford and Brighton in the Irish goalkeeper over the summer, and basically saying that Liverpool will be giving him, or should be in line to give him, the Europa League football. There's a bit of a sweetener, if you like, as if to say that conversation's happened during the summer, and as a result, we're going to give him the Europa League. So interesting to see how that pans out and what happens, I think, in this team selection. But again, for me personally, I'd be giving it to Kelleher. You're keeping his value high if there is a transfer to happen in the future, and you are, of course, keeping him happy, because you don't get number two goalkeepers of that quality very often. As understudies go, he is absolutely incredible. Like, there's levels to this, and he's some way off Alisson, because Alisson is the very best in the world, but Kelleher's a top, top goalkeeper. And the likes of Brentford and Brighton would be absolutely over the moon to sign him, and that just shows you what we're talking about here, because they're two very established Premier League football clubs now. And if they want him, you're doing something right, especially if he is your number two, like I say. So keeping him around would be ideal. That's becoming increasingly difficult as the seasons go by. But yeah, personally, we'll be giving him the Europa League group stage and then assessing the situation thereafter. And the next story I want to touch upon comes from the world of sponsorship, actually. And Liverpool have agreed a new deal with UPS to become their first global logistics and shipping partner. Now, I'm not going to touch on any more detail in that particular side of things, but what it does mean is that agreement, alongside the agreement with Peloton and Google Pixel, has taken Liverpool's recent revenue to around the £35 million mark, which, as we know, was pretty much the exact figure Liverpool paid for Ryan Gravenberch. So what I'm telling you is that deals with UPS, Peloton and Google Pixel have basically paid for Ryan Gravenberch. Happy days. Now, the final thing I want to touch upon before I wrap up comes from Liverpool's under-21s. Now, they played in the EFL Trophy last night on the Tuesday, and they won, which doesn't sound that surprising, but when I tell you this is their first ever victory in that competition, I think at the 13th attempt as well, and they beat Morecambe 3-0. It makes it a little bit more special. Now, the person I wanted to touch upon was Bobby Clarke, because we've all seen glimpses of Bobby Clarke. I think we all rate him pretty highly. We're quite excited for his future as well, as Ben Doakes, as mentioned earlier. But Ian Doyle, Liverpool Echo, chief Liverpool writer, of course, described Bobby Clarke's performance as excellent. So he was at the heart of that win. And to beat League Two Morecambe 3-0, obviously Liverpool side full of kids and Jay Spearing, of course, our mate Jay. Really good result, like massive performance from them, and big credit to them as well, because it's not easy for sides made up predominantly of teenagers to go and play essentially senior football against League Two and League One lads, who will be much more physical and they'll kick you and they'll make life difficult. It can be a little bit of an eye-opener, I think, for some of these academy kids. It can be a really positive experience as well, but yeah. Massive result for them. Barry Lutus' side, 3-0 winners over Morecambe. And yeah, big, big round of applause to them. And well done. And the future's bright, of course, which is always good news for the Reds. So yeah, I'll quickly wrap up the full news stories before I go. New contract for Ben Doak. Boss news made up about that. Trent will not be featuring in Austria against Lask. Neither will Thiago. Both of them missed training today. Joel Matip has spoken out on Liverpool future. He thinks he would like to stay at Liverpool for the remainder of his career. It remains to be seen what will happen on that one. Out of contract next year, of course. Kevin Keller or Alisson Becker, the debate rumbles on for the Europa League. £35 million sponsorship windfall is essentially paid for Ryan Gravenberch, which is really good news. And Bobby Clarke was at the heart of a 3-0 win for Liverpool's under-21s over Morecambe in the EFL Trophy. Yeah, that's everything. Just want to tell you before I go, if you head to redmenplus.com, you'll get all the best content surrounding Liverpool day in, day out here from the Redmen TV. We've got journal insights from Neil Jones every single week. We've got press box stuff going on. We've got my own expert insights where I speak to loads of different people, all the very best people in their particular circles around a range of different topics. We've got some really good shows coming up on there in the not too distant future, as well as all the matchday stuff that we do every single time the Reds play, of course. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening every single time you do. Take it easy. I'll speak to you again soon.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloane Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloane.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.